Grace.
Hi, baby.
How you doing?
Good.
You sound real good on that radio, you know.
Thank you very much.
Well, you know, I was really excited about what you did Friday night with Clint and Sylvester.
Oh, yeah, you heard that?
Yeah, I thought that was hot. You see, I love Sylvester. Well, I love Rocky and Rambo. I hate Sylvester Stallone.
Why do you hate Sylvester Stallone?
Because he's a pig.
What do you mean he's a pig? He seems like a nice guy.
He seems like a nice guy. Give me a break. He left his wife when she was pregnant.
Oh, jeez, here she is. You're probably a big Sherry Theisman fan, too, aren't you?
No, I ain't.
No, you aren't.
Well, I'm not.
There you are.
Excuse me, but I hate Joe Theismann.
What? Why?
Because he's an arrogant pig.
Oh, God, you and this pig stuff. I mean, you just fear abandonment by a man. That's why, look, why should a man endure something, a situation that's like you only live once? I mean, you know, you try to make things work as best as possible. When they're broken down, they're broken down. Then it's time to, you know, cut bait and move on. Why do you have to hate? Why do you have to hate a man?
You
hate Sylvester Stallone and you hate Joe. And both these guys, they tried, Lord knows, they gave 10, 12 years of their lives to their marriages. It just didn't work. Nail them to the cross, for crying out loud. This is America, where you're free to make another choice. Will you leave these guys alone? Yes, you stinking woman! You silly, stupid cow! I hope your husband leaves you when you're pregnant! You hear me? I hope you're pregnant and penniless and you can wallow in your own bitterness, do you hear me? Hello? Hello, operator! All right, that's right, hang up, hang up! Hang up and think of, why do some women have to have a pound of flesh? Huh? Have you ever been dumped? I've been dumped, yeah, you know what I said? A woman calls up, Grace, you know, we've had some fun, but I've decided I'm going back to Chauncey. You know what I say? Okay, thanks for being honest with me. Hang up the phone, pour yourself a stiff drink, yeah, you shake it off, and you move on. Right there. But did you ever try to get out of a relationship, huh? Here's how it goes for the guy. I mean, you know, people are always busting the guy's chops. We go through hell. You've been with somebody a couple of years. At first it was hot stuff. Everything was great. But then you noticed, you know, you're snapping at each other a lot more. And you know, you're not as tender to her. She's not as tender to you. You're kind of bored in the relationship. You've had some good times, but now you realize it's over. You've been eyeing something else anyway. So you come home one day and you say, honey, can you come in here? We need to talk. You both sit on the couch and say, well, I guess you've noticed that things haven't been the best lately. And, well, you know, people change. And it's not that I don't love you, because I'll always love you. I mean, there's a part of me that'll always smile whenever I hear your name, and I'm sure there's a part of you that'll always hide a little part of me. But, you know, people change, and so that's why I think maybe we ought to break up and go our separate ways. And then next thing you know, you're circling around. Put that down. Put that down. We can talk. Right away, the claws come out. Why does it have to? Why? Why can't people just say, well, I guess you know you got a point there. Things have been a little crummy lately. Maybe we better just move on. Well, okay, I'll get my stuff. Want to help me load the truck? Sure, no problem. Let me help you get that in the truck. Why does it always have to be? You ever notice it always has... We don't know why Sly left his wife when she was pregnant. We don't know. That's just that we don't know what goes on behind other people's closed doors. And if they break up after 10, 12 years of marriage, maybe a living hell's been going on. Who are we to judge? Why do we have to side like that so venomously? Venomously. Woman, you're spitting like a cat. Like a cat. You know none of the facts. None of the facts. And yet there you are. I can just hear your claws. I'm thinking, you know, the easiest way to break up might be this. Hey, baby, it's over. Oh, it's over. Yeah, because short of that, it's the screaming, the yelling, the bottles flying, the guilt, the phone calls. Hello, I was just thinking of you. Right, yeah, I was thinking of you too. So look, I got busy, though. When I
Just thought I'd let you know that I...
You know, it's like a living hell. You know, the best thing, you need these two things, I've decided, after all, if you're ever going to break up with somebody, if you say you've been dating a woman for 5 or 10 years, the time has come, you just can't take it anymore, and you want to sit her down and tell her that it's over, you need two things, a real long butcher knife and a baseball bat. You use the bat to hold her at a distance while you stab yourself with the knife after you've told her.
Do